Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Happy Monday. Welcome to Inspire and Influence with Bree Seeley on the Bubbly Talk Radio Network. If you cannot tell from the music playing in the background, hopefully you can hear it. It is May the 4th, so I just want to say May the 4th all be with you. Yes, I am a closet Star Wars nerd. Who knew that? I am your host, Bree, and I'm excited to have you join me today. Inspire and Influence features interviews with inspirational and influential women, and some men too, to highlight the positive change they bring to our world. On today's show, we have Thais. Thais is a coach, mentor, and a leader. She supports coaches, healers, teachers, trainers, and heart-centered women to optimize their lifestyle, create a spiritually badass business, step deeper into their faith, and lead from their authentic feminine power. Her mission is to evoke a change in consciousness in order for every woman to feel empowered to live their purpose, shine their light, and lead the charge towards a deeper relationship with life. Hi, Thais.
Hello. I'm so happy to be here.
I am glad you're here as well. Happy May the 4th.
Happy May the 4th.
When I first emailed you about this, you're the one that told me that was like, oh, it's on Star Wars Day. So are you a closet Star Wars person too?
Oh my gosh, I'm obsessed. And my boyfriend and I have plans on watching all of the Star Wars before we go and watch the new one.
I'm only a fan of the three original ones. I have seen the three new ones once each, and I will not go back and watch them all.
Interesting.
And did you just read this morning that there's a delay because, like, their director quit or something with the new one?
No, I didn't see that. What?
It popped up on my news feed this morning. I had to go look.
Of course you did.
Of course I did.
I love it.
Yeah. So, all right. Enough about the Star Wars. Why don't you start by telling us how you got started with coaching and, like, what really called to you to helping women in this way?
Sure. So, you know, for a good deal of my life, I prided myself in being very intellectual. I was going to be a lawyer. I got straight A's in school. I went to a top-notch university, and I thought this was going to be my life, a very intellectual, smart, driven, ambitious person. And it's funny because my mom actually comes from a very spiritual, feminine background, and I thought it was all a bit woo-woo, like weird. So when I moved away to college, I started to develop some serious binge eating issues and emotional eating issues, and I had no idea what was going on because I had everything under control, and now suddenly here I was, like, stuffing whole pies of pizza in my face or, you know, stuffing cookies in my face in the bathroom, and it just very embarrassing scenarios of me completely out of control with food, and I didn't know what was going on. So for about 3 years, I was in complete denial that this was a problem, and I just kept thinking, it's going to go away. One day it's going to go away. And it never went away. And it got worse and worse and worse. And it was one night in Boston. I went to school in Boston, and I was alone in my friend's apartment. It was in the middle of the hot, and I was in bed trying to go to bed, and all I could think about was how much I wanted to eat this block of cheese that was in the fridge, and freaking out because I didn't want to eat that cheese. And so there was this huge battle in my head, and I was so lost, so confused, and I started crying, and I didn't know what to do. And that was the first time that I put my hands together, and I looked up the sky, and I said, hey, God, Thais here. We haven't really talked, but I need help. And I heard a response. And I don't know where that voice came from. I don't know where it was, but all I knew was that I heard a voice that said, Thais, you're going to be okay. And at that moment, Bree, I knew that what I was doing wasn't working, and it was time to try something new, something radical called self-love. And that led me into a journey of going into yoga and becoming a yoga teacher, and then that led me into wanting to understand more about my body and how to eat in a way that would make me feel empowered, so I wasn't binge eating. So I went to IIN, Integrative Nutrition, to become a health coach and support other women because I was starting to feel better, and I wanted other women who are going through this anxiety to help them feel better. And then, long story short, I realized that binge eating was just a symptom to a larger cause. And if we address the larger cause, all forms of anxiety, from binge eating to paralysis to overwhelm to panic, all of that disappears. So I shifted gears to being business slash life coach or a leadership coach and empowering women to really honor themselves, step up into that bigger game, shine their light, be confident, be powerhouses, and most importantly, understand that as spiritual students, we have a responsibility to teach what we're learning, to transform the world through our pain. And so that's what got me here today.
Awesome. So you have started this coaching business, and recently I know that you just made a huge life-changing decision. So I want to talk about Quantum Leap, because there was something you even said to me a few weeks ago about Quantum Leap that I thought was just really powerful. So to share with everyone that doesn't know, Thais just quit her job in Maryland. And we'll be moving to Los Angeles the first week of June to fully embrace her life as an entrepreneur. So I want to talk a little bit about the mental process you had like leading up to this and where you're at now. And then I'll share what you had said to me that really helped me as we're talking.
Yeah, so I've always seen myself as a reluctant entrepreneur. Nothing about the entrepreneur sounded exciting to me.
Hilarious.
There's so much instability. There's so much fear and not knowing how to do it all. And there just seemed to be such a different world that I was accustomed to, which is the corporate world. You know, like I said, I wanted to go to law school. And that kind of changed when I entered that yoga world. And then I started going through IIN. And so even though I knew I had this message I wanted to share to the world, I kept thinking, maybe I'm not ready yet. Maybe I'm not prepared yet. And so I would find excuses to go back to the corporate world. And a year and a half ago, I took this job that paid very well, a very successful job as a consultant, doing a lot of federal work. And I thought, you know what, maybe this job will lead to be, you know, a really incredible consulting job, and I don't have to be an entrepreneur for a couple more years. Maybe, you know, I can kind of push that off for another 10 years and really get into this career. And it just hit me one day that I was just facing a lot of resistance of stepping into my light, but there was no amount of fooling myself that was going to lead to me being happy in the corporate world. My message is too strong. My desire to be an example of what it is to embody our light is just too great. And so I knew that I had to step into this teacher role and really go myself full-time out there. And my boyfriend, he lives in L.A., and I've been here. We've been apart for about 2 years, and it was a slow planning process of when I was going to move out there. There was no part of this planning that was rushed, that was spontaneous. It was planned. It was organized. And there was, I would say, about 75% of it that I had no clue how it was going to come together. In November, I knew that I was going to make the move to LA, but I didn't know when. And then eventually, I figured out June was going to be the month. No idea why June. My intuition spoke. It said June. Okay, June. But I didn't know when in June. And then as the time got closer, the pieces came together without the stress, the anxiety that usually revolves around a big move like this. And I thought that was so cool that I was really manifesting stress. And so I've become really passionate in talking to women about manifesting and taking these quantum leaps in a way that can feel really good, scary, but good, and without that additional anxiety that usually happens when we do something like this.
Yeah. So I want to touch a little bit. You mentioned that, like, you know, it all sounds really great and no anxiety and stuff, but you did touch on the fact that it's still scary, right?
Terrifying.
So, like, how are you doing now? Like, where are you at now with it? Because it's coming up, I guess, in a month.
Yes, it's going to be. I'm moving. My last day of this job, my 9 to 5, is in exactly 1 month and 1 day. June 5th is my last day. And so, yes. So the what's amazing is I've been doing a lot of work with myself and trying to understand why it's so scary to make this move. What is the fear, and why is this all happening? And what I've come to understand is that when we have an expectation of how something is going to go, part of us having an expectation protects us from uncertainty. Because if I can expect a certain outcome, I don't have to deal with the uncertainty of that outcome not coming to fruition. And so in some ways, our expectation narrows our view because we think that we are safe and we are protected. And it takes away some of the universal magic that happens when we let go of expectation and just focus on doing it the best that we can right now. But most of us don't operate this way. I know I certainly haven't operated this way. How can I let the universe take care of something so big? I mean, sure, the universe can take care of, you know, my breakfast tomorrow, but moving across the country, that's way too big of a task to delegate to the universe. But there's something that happens when we delegate bigger and bigger things. We start to understand in a really deep level that we are truly supported in a really big way.
Yeah, I love that. And even though we can't feel it, like, it's just having that faith that knowing that it's there.
Yeah, and like fear is natural. Yeah, fear is natural. You know, we get afraid. That fear means that we're doing it all wrong. If we are experiencing fear, it means that we're not doing it right. But that's not the case at all. Whether we are doing it right or wrong is not going to be determined whether or not we feel fear. Fear is just an indication that we're doing something big.
Yeah. So what Thais had said to me a few years ago was that when you're getting ready to do a quantum leap, but you don't prepare for it, you just make it. You just make the leap. And that no amount of preparation will take away that, like, scary piece. Like, you can prepare all you want, but you don't really know what it's going to look like on the other side. So instead of staying in that place of, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? What am I going to do? You just make it. And you just trust that you're taken care of on the other side. So I actually have my journal sitting in front of me, and it says, like, you don't prepare for a quantum leap, you just make it. It's a move for the taking right now. That is what I wrote down when we had our conversation a few weeks ago. So
I love that. Yeah, I love that. When we take the leap, the net appears always. For me, what inspires me whenever I'm getting nervous to take a massive action is I look at the way birds learn how to fly. And you can imagine that little birdie in the nest. He can have as much anxiety about what it is to fly, how it's going to be. He can study all the books on flying, and, you know, he can ask other people what it's like, and he can listen to podcasts, and, you know, he can do all this preparation for this flight. But at the end of the day, in order for him to learn how to fly, he just has to do it. He has to do it.
Yeah. All right, so you're out in the world changing these women's lives. I want to know, how do you stay inspired when you're out inspiring others? So what do you do for yourself to make sure that your cup is full and that you're able to serve others without depleting yourself?
That's a great question. For me, what's really important is to have a solid morning practice, where I spend an hour really dedicating myself to meditation, a little bit of yoga, visualization. I love to do tapping, EFT. That really feels good in the morning. Sometimes I read or I journal. Just dedicating time every day to me feels really, really good. And then what I encourage my clients and my friends to do is, every Sunday, I look at my schedule and I add in, before anything else, before any other obligation, I add what I call my non-negotiables. So these are things that I know I need to do for me. So whether that's an acupuncture appointment, a massage, a pedicure, a call with my coach, or my morning practice, I put those in first, and then I put my obligations in second. And for me, I do not change my non-negotiables unless it is an absolute emergency, because I know that those are the things that will make me feel really good so that I can continue to put myself out there in a big way, feeling full and excited and motivated and inspired.
Awesome. That's fabulous. So speaking of visualizations, some people have heard me talk before that I do a morning phone call every single morning at 7:30 a.m. I talk to my girlfriends, and we do a visualization together. So Thais is actually one of my girlfriends. That there's three of us. There's another woman, Lisa, from Denver, that joins us on the call as well. And we talk 7 days a week. So Thais, I just want you to kind of touch on, like, what has been the power of visualization for you, and like what have you kind of seen transform in your life because of it?
Yeah, it's crazy because I have heard of doing affirmations for a very long time, and I would do them when I was feeling really down. I'd be like, I am a confident person. I am a confident person. I would even write it in my journal like 10 times. I am beautiful. I am great. And it never really did anything. And I'd close my journal feeling like, okay, well, that was kind of pointless. I don't really feel any more confident. And what I found about visualization was really cool, especially when we just don't do it. We don't just do it ourselves, but we enroll other people, is that we can start to elicit emotion. And emotion is what drives our action. When we can visualize our ideal life and then talk about it with somebody else as if it's real, we start to bring out our emotions of what that really feels like for us. How amazing are we going to feel in 5 years when we are doing this and making this and having this sort of impact and serving these groups of people? I mean, you can feel that excitement bubble up, and you get off the call feeling like, holy moly, I now have to go take action because I want to make that come true. And it has already come true for me. In that moment, I felt it being true for me. And when we can tap into that and really believe that we're capable of that, I mean, nothing stops us. The fear kind of takes less control, and we're able to take that massive action and take the leap without the net, because the net in our mind is already there. We're already successful in our mind. It's only a matter of now the physical world manifesting that.
Ben, we've had some really good visualizations together, and it's nice to, you know, you can write them, you can journal them, you can think them as much as you want, but it's a totally different experience to put them into words, and then not only put them into words, but have other people witness it and, like, join in on that emotional journey with you.
Oh, yeah, and then I get so excited for you when you share a visualization, you share a moment in your future, and I get excited. I'm like, yes, I want that for you, and then that builds your excitement. And whenever, you know, I ask a deeper question for you, like, okay, well, how would you really feel when that happens? And then you start to dig a little deeper into that sensation, and it's really cool, the magic that we can make and the power that this practice has on shifting the way we look at our obstacles and our circumstance and all that good stuff.
Yeah. So you also teach yoga, and I know you've led me in a few yoga poses before, but what is your, like, go-to pose? Do you have one pose when you're feeling stressed or out of touch that you just immediately use to, like, pull yourself and center, like, back to center?
Yes, I will sneak in the bathroom and do just a standing forward fold, and it feels so good to release that whole back body, to allow the neck to release down, the jaw, the shoulders. It feels so good. It's like a pose of humility. We're folding forward. We're releasing whatever tension we've been carrying on our backs. We're allowing it to roll off of us. And for me, it helps me to get body back into my breath. I just do it for even 5 seconds, 10 seconds, and it can feel really good, and I'm able to come out of it and feel invigorated. And if I do have space, like if I'm working from home or something like that, I like to just pop into a headstand, because headstands are a little bit scary, right? There's always a possibility of you falling, so there's more of an awareness that must be there, really grounding in the body. So you can't be distracted thinking about other things. It gets that total, right, you know, blood flow going, and it feels really good.
Nice. Yeah, I've never had the guts to actually try a headstand.
Oh, my gosh. When I'm there in L.A., I'll help you out.
Oh, I don't know about that. We'll see. So do you have, like, a motto or a mantra that you live by, either one that's, like, a life one or just, like, kind of where you're at now?
For me, I even have it tattooed on my foot, and it's be the change. Be
awesome.
The change. We can't expect the world to change if we don't first look to see how we may be contributing to, you know, whatever is happening out there.
I totally, totally agree.
Yeah.
And then this is one of my favorite questions. What is your superpower?
That's such a good question. Oh, gosh. You know, it's so funny. When I was about 11 years came out, actually, I think I was a little bit younger than that. Doesn't matter. And I remember reading the first Harry Potter book and knowing that I wanted to do magic. I wanted to have a wand, so I created a wand. I dipped it in little crystals. I had a wand, and I wanted to be able to do magic. I wanted to be invisible. I wanted to teleport. I wanted to do all these things. And then I got a little bit older, and my parents, you know, had to kind of gently break the news to me that this type of magic, the Harry Potter type of magic, doesn't exist. And my mom goes, but Thais, you have the magic within you to create the life that you want. And at the time, I couldn't hear that because all I kept thinking was, well, I want to wave a magic wand. Like, I want money now. But many, many, many years later, I really love the wisdom that she gave me that night, which is we have the power to see life in any way that we want. And I have that power of, at any moment, choosing to change my perception of things. So I don't know if that's a superpower, but I think to me that's pretty incredible, pretty miraculous. If every
Absolutely.
Time something negative happens, I can shift my perspective on it and truly believe that life is happening for me and not to me.
Yeah. Fabulous. And we have just a few minutes left, but what are you celebrating right now?
Oh, what am I celebrating? Well, I'm actually having a free teleclass Thursday night, and we're going to talk about ditching your 9-to-5 and the exact steps and processes that I use to leave my 9-to-5 job and the mindset that's required to be in place and how to step into being an entrepreneur and the lack of stability and all that good stuff. And I'm really excited about it. I've been planning it out, and it's going to be really, really good. So I'm really excited for that. That's what I'm celebrating.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I did hear about that, and I'm glad you mentioned it because I was going to if you didn't. So anyone that's looking to make a change in their life right now, definitely tune in to her podcast on Thursday night. And I'll,
yes.
I'll give all of your social media handles so that people can connect with you. So
Beautiful.
Other than that, like, what's next for you, and how can I and the listeners be of support?
Wow, what's next for me? So I'm moving to L.A. That, for
Woo-hoo.
Me, is so exciting. Yeah, I'm going to be looking to teach yoga at a few studios in Venice and Santa Monica and, you know, growing my coaching business. I'm really excited about it. And how you can support me, I would say if you know of amazing badass entrepreneurs in L.A., hit me up. I am always looking to meet new people. And I already have such an incredible network of friends like you, Bree, in L.A., and it makes me so grateful that I'm moving to a brand new city, already knowing so many powerful people. And I would
so
love
important.
To continue to expand that and meet people in person and all that good stuff.
That was one of the things that really helped me with my next year was that I came here. I came in August, October, November, and February, so I came 4 times before I moved here. And really started, like, building a network and, like, having people. And that was, like, my safety net for when I moved. So
that's awesome.
We
yeah.
are
we
so excited.
For success.
Yeah. And we're so excited to welcome you with open arms in L.A. Can't wait. I already have your welcoming party on my calendar. So
yay. I'm excited.
To,
oh, yeah, that's right. My party.
Yes. Excited to make you a Cali girl with us. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, it's
so.
Going to be great. I'm excited.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, we're just coming to an end of our show. I want to say thank you again, Thais, so much for coming on. I adore you, and like I said, I'm super excited to have you in L.A. with me. I want to encourage all of you to connect with Thais further. You can find her on Facebook at Coach Thais. That's /COACHTHAIS. Also on Twitter at Coach Thais and on Instagram at Coach Thais. And her website is gorgeous. Go to it. She's a fabulous blog. Seriously, like her blogs are amazing, which is also CoachThais.com. So thank you, dear, and I will see you in a month.
Sounds good, Bree. Talk soon.
I'll talk to you tomorrow at 7 a.m., 7:30.
7 a.m., yep.
All right. Bye, dear.
Bye.
All right, so be sure to catch Inspire and Influence on a weekly basis. Our next show is Monday, May 11th, when I'll be interviewing myself. That day is just 2 short days before my birthday, and I decided to open up the floor and let all of you ask me anything you want. I always say I'm an open book and nothing is off limits. So you can hit me up with your best questions via Twitter, Facebook, or email, and you will get them all answered next week. I will be collecting questions over the entire week. So if you have a question you know you want to ask, send it to me now. I will put it on my list, and I will get it answered. I'm so excited to see what you guys have in store for me, because this will be a totally interesting conversation to kind of have with myself. Also, don't forget to pick up your copy of the Inspirational Woman Project on BreeSeely.com. It makes a fabulous Mother's Day gift, and if you order it before Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific time, I will make sure that it gets to your special mom or grandma or just beautiful girlfriend who's a mom in time for Mother's Day. Also, you can send us photos of your completed interviews as the 100th Inspirational Woman, either on Facebook or Twitter or directly to us on the website. One last thing, I'm hosting a Google Hangout at 4:30 this afternoon, and if you're interested in joining us, you can email info@BreeSeely.com, and we'll send out a link for you to participate. Again, 4:30 this afternoon, so it's in 3 hours. Thank you so much for joining us today on Inspire and Influence. And again, thanks to today's guest, Thais. And a big thank you to all of my past guests. And of course, my fabulous Bubbly Talk Radio Network producer, Mela Noir. You can connect with me online at BreeSeely.com, on Twitter at BreeSeely, on Instagram at IamBreeSeely, and on Facebook /Bree.Seely. You can also check out all the Bubbly Talk Radio Network shows on bubblytalkradio.com, and you can find us on iTunes, so be sure to go on iTunes and download Till Your Little Heart's Content. You can also connect with Bubbly Talk Radio on Twitter, at Bubbly Talk Radio, and at Clink and Chat. Thank you so much for listening. Get your inspiration on. We'll chat with you next Monday, and may the 4th be with you. Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.